Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the AD Sports Show, where sports, faith, and life come together. Well, that music fits well with the type of weather we're having down here in the South. And we'll get right on into it. If the weather's like this continues to be, you'll have plenty of time to watch some of these NBA playoffs. We're in the NBA playoff edition here at the AD Sports Show. And we're starting in the Eastern Conference, starting with the Atlantic Hawks coming in number one seed, playing against the Brooklyn Nets. And I like what the Hawks have done this year. I like the team ball that they play. They got a deep bench. Sometimes the bench carries the Hawks when the starters struggle. No superstars. You remember they had four that made player of the month for NBA. They also had four all-stars. They're also well-balanced. They can play inside out, outside in. They're a little small. But if they need the three, they rely on the top three-point shooter in the league and Kyle Korver. So I take the Hawks easily over the Nets. Nets do have some size, and Lopez could give the Hawks some problems down low. Moving on to number two seed, we've got the Cleveland Cavaliers versus seven seed Boston Celtics. I don't believe there's any room for any leprechaun magic this year. We often heard about that back in the 80s when Bird and Parrish and McHale played, and especially you remember the Detroit Pistons game with to steal by Bird, and Bird passed it on to DJ, and DJ scored the game winner over the Pistons. Just there were some almost magical type plays. It seemed like the Celtics couldn't lose in the 80s, but that won't even be enough against the Cavaliers. Cavaliers should win this one in four. I don't have Celtics winning one game in the series. And the Cavs are just absolutely loaded. We'll get to that in a second, but moving on, we got the number three Chicago Bulls versus number six Milwaukee Bucks. Definitely going to take the Bulls in this series. I like the fact that their logos look similar, and you got the antlers for the Bucks, and then you got the bull horns for the Bulls. But and they're close together. They're really close together and in proximity. So that makes it a fun series, much more like a college rival game where you have two teams located close to one another playing. Everybody shows up for those games. So it'll be a college rival atmosphere, plus you got the playoffs. So it'll be a fun one. But the Bulls are coming right along at the right time of the season. They seem like they've got all their players back almost. Heinrich set out game one. But Rose looked like the old MVP in the first game. I don't think he's going to be able to continue the whole playoff run, but you never know. And if he does, there is a chance they could run the tables. So it all depends and hinges on Rose's health like it has every other year. The thing that makes this a different year for the Bulls is you remember back in 2011 when Rose did have his MVP season, Rose pretty much carried the team. This year he doesn't have to do that. They've got a champion already established in Gasol, and they've got an emerging Butler. They've just got more depth than they normally do. They need to show out this time or their coach is gone. It'd be sad for Tom Thibodeau to not be able to progress through the playoffs and have a good run. Over the years, he's produced good records, but good records don't cut it in the NBA. Got to make your stance when it comes playoff time. That's what all the greats do. And moving down to the number 4-5 matchup, we got Toronto Raptors versus the Washington Wizards. And I will take the Wizards. I would have originally probably said the Raptors because I liked how DeRozan and Lowry play, but watching the game, it was just ugly yesterday. It was fun, the fact that the Wizards veteran guard came out and said Paul Pierce used to play for the Celtics. Remember, he won a championship. Came out and said that the Raptors didn't have the it factor, and he was right that Pierce did yesterday, and I just think his veteran experience, along with John Wall, their point guard's athleticism and speed, it looks like it's going to be too much for the Raptors to match in the long haul. It might go seven. Wouldn't be surprised. But it's hard to win a series if you lose game one. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Wizards to finish this. They seem to win game ones and round ones a lot here in the past, and going to continue, it looks like. Well, when we see the semifinal matchups, we'll have to put the Hawks, number one seed, against the Wizards at number five. And that does create an interesting matchup. But I don't like how Washington plays when it comes down to it. It's basically a ISO for John Wall every play. They can get it to Bill. He sometimes delivers. But overall, it's just an ugly offense. A lot of missed shots. Hard to watch. At least if Atlanta does miss a shot, it'll come off a good pass. It'll be team ball. And either way, Atlanta, whether they win ugly or win pretty, they will win against the Wizards. When we look at the 2-3 matchup, this to me is the most interesting matchup the entire playoffs. When you have LeBron's Cleveland Cavaliers playing against, again, Derrick Rose's Chicago Bulls. And could be a matchup that really strains the Cavaliers. Really could take a lot out of them. If Chicago is running full strength, this series could go seven, and I would end up still picking the Cavs, but I do think it will come at a price. And that being said, you come to the 1-2 matchup, kind of like your Final Four this year, but you come to the 1-2 matchup in the Eastern Conference Finals. I've been saying this all along, Hawks versus Cavs. I've been saying Cavs all the way. However, I foresee a strenuous series between the Cavs and the Bulls. And that being said, the Hawks have a great shot of beating the Cavaliers, especially if the Cavs come in injured, having lost a key player. But I will still pick the Cavs just because they have the superstar. Atlanta doesn't have any superstars. I think you got to have superstars to win in this league. Of course, we know the Spurs played team ball, and they won a championship. But the difference between the Spurs and the Hawks is the Spurs had three superstars in Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan, especially Duncan, who's got five championships now. So that's the difference. The Hawks just, they haven't proven it. Neither have the Cavs. They don't have the experience as far as the team, but they do as far as the player, and that's LeBron. LeBron can carry the Cavs. If it takes seven, they can get it done. However, again, be wary of this matchup. We'll get to the NBA Finals here in a second, but before we do, we need to cover the Western Conference. And as we look at the Western Conference, your round one matchups are number one Golden State Warriors versus number eight New Orleans Pelicans. And that's going to be an easy series. I'd say Warriors in four. Anthony Davis has looked good, and he is having a coming out party in the playoffs this year. He is the next emerging great superstar in the NBA. Problem is he doesn't have any good teammates around him, so they're not a true team. They lost Tyreke Evans at the moment. That's going to hurt. And so kind of like your Milwaukee Bucks, you know, losing Jabari Parker. You got to have your key studs when it's playoff time. Even with Jabari, the Bulls, they wouldn't get past the Bulls. But nonetheless, the Pelicans got a good player, but they're missing what they need is a good team. Well, we look on down, got number two, Houston Rockets versus seven Dallas Mavericks, Texas size matchup. And this one I've got Rockets. They probably take care of Mavericks in six. Dwight Howard when he wants to play, as well as James Harden. Just tough match, but it's, I don't see anybody stopping James Harden. I mean, excuse me, Dwight Howard. When he turns that switch on, he's hard to beat. And then we'll move on to the number three, L.A. Clippers, and six, San Antonio Spurs. You know, a lot of people saying the Spurs will be in the NBA Finals this year. Definitely could easily have the number two seed. Lost to the Pelicans in that last game, and it cost them. And it slipped down to number six. So if the Spurs go anywhere, they're going to have to win three straight series on the road to get to the finals, which I just find that an extremely difficult challenge. Don't see the Spurs being able to do that. However, I do see the Spurs getting past the Clippers. Clippers got a good lineup. Jordan, they got Paul, and, of course, they got their stud and Blake Griffin. But I don't see it happening this year. We'll go ahead and take the Spurs on to the next round. And then we've got to finish up the Western Conference matchups, the Portland Trail Blazers versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Remember, the Grizzlies are just a huge team. They do play team ball. They are missing their point guard, Mike Conley. Blazers are hungry. Got Lillard. Aldridge is injured, but he's a go. He still gets his over 20 points a game. But I do think that will hurt them in the long run. Just a little injury can cause a lot of pain to a team when it's your superstar. So I'll take Grizzlies in seven. We'll move on to round two matchups in the West. That would give us the number one Warriors versus the number five Grizzlies, where the crux of the matter comes to play. I mean, are the Warriors big enough? We know they're not a team that has a lot of height. They don't have a lot of bigs. Are they going to be able to get it done against a team that does in the Memphis Grizzlies with Marc Gasol? Well, I do believe that this will be the Warriors' year to do just that. And it could stretch them again, six or seven. But they've just got the shooters. They've got too many key players that can score just anytime they will, it seems. So take the Warriors in that matchup. Moving on, we will have the number two Houston Rockets versus the number six San Antonio Spurs. And I will go ahead and just go out on a limb, and Spurs will get past the Rockets. Let's say Spurs in seven. Going to be a heck of a series. So once the Rockets get done beating the Mavs in Texas, they'll stay in Texas, this time lose to the Spurs. So the team that will merge out of Texas will be San Antonio. Once again, they go to the Western Conference Finals to play against the Golden State Warriors. From there, it's anybody's guess, but I'm going to go with the Warriors. They are an outside-in team, not an inside-out. They were the number one defense this team, so I will go with the Warriors to beat the Spurs because of their defense this season. And that would bring us to the NBA Finals matchup. That would be the Golden State Warriors versus your Cleveland Cavaliers. And I think the Warriors play better team ball. I probably shouldn't go against them. I do like the hometown story. LeBron comes home, wins a championship. I don't think it really should be said that it would go down that way because you have to earn it. But I just think it all hinges on Kyrie Irving. How does Kyrie Irving play? And I think Kyrie Irving will play well enough to get the Cavs. May have to play second fiddle, but to get the Cavs past the Golden State Warriors. So there you have it. NBA champion this year will be LeBron. He's coming home along with Kyrie and Love. After he wins, he's going away. There you have it. Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron James, the NBA champs.